Hillsborough County Commissioner Brian Blair today called on the county attorney and administrator to research the county's policy on offering severance packages to departing employees. Blair brought up the issue after the head of the county's Public Transportation Commission received a severance package equal to 3 months' pay last month, even after he was suspended the month before for several alleged transgressions. And it follows a series of dismissed employees who were granted generous packages. Blair asked County Attorney Renee Lee if the county's current way of handling the issue is similar in the private sector.
I just want to thank everybody for the interest and all the emails and calls that my office has received. And I just, on the record, I interviewed every one of these people, put 30 minutes FaceTime with all of them because I've taken this very seriously. And I cast my vote for Miller Dowdy and hung my.
Mari Ellis Smith is a Hillsborough environmentalist and director of a new group, the United Citizens Action Network. She said the current planning department is already stacked with developers.
You're telling me right now that this commission, our county commission appointed, hung my, and I'm flabbergasted that they could be so blatant about appointing someone whose connections to the developer lobby in this county are so blatant. And in fact, I mean, on his application, he put out there these three powerhouses of the development community as his advertisement to the commissioners that's why they should vote for him, because people like Ralph Hughes, their supporters in a big pro-development influence in this county, has supported him. I mean, he's not even trying to hide his connections. In fact, he's bragging about them, and that's why they're appointing him.
Well, let's talk about Hung Mai. He is an engineer for Stephen Dibbs. Now, Stephen Dibbs became kind of known, if people didn't know about him already, during this recent battle with the EPC.
Exactly. Hung Mai is Stephen Dibbs' engineer, and he's been testifying along with Stephen Dibbs in public hearings about comprehensive plan amendments, which now he's going to be reviewing and sitting in judgment on. And yet, you know, over this last year, he's come out speaking publicly against comprehensive plan amendments that would protect our environment and protect our wetlands with, for example, bigger, better buffers.
Mariella Smith's personal favorite of all the applicants was Pam Preisner, who did receive two votes. Smith said her selection would have been an attempt to bring some balance to the Planning Commission.
She's not only unaffiliated with special interests, she has been working as a citizen, a concerned citizen within her community and within the county on growth management issues, so she's very knowledgeable about comprehensive plan, land development code issues, and would have been a perfect candidate, especially since this planning commission already has strong voices for the development community. Nominating two more will now slant the planning commission and overweight it to developers. This is just so outrageous. This is adding fuel to the fire for the hometown democracy movement, which would give citizens a vote on comprehensive plan amendments. The reason citizens are pushing for that is because our county governments are so in the pockets of, everybody says, they're unduly influenced by developers, and so now they're loading up in our county, our planning commission, with development interests. And how are we supposed to expect a fair judgment from this board now on comprehensive plan amendments? Why won't we give up in frustration and say we need to have the vote ourselves?